Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa kanyang pangalan pa lang, papainitin niya ang ating malamig na umaga. Kasama natin ang winner ng 8th season ng The X Factor Australia at 2017 Australian representative to the Eurovision Song Contest, Isaiah Firebrace. You will warm our morning, Isaiah.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So, our listeners, our Filipino listeners might be asking, is Isaiah Filipino? Why is he in the Filipino program?
No, not Filipino, but I know I've got a lot of fans there, and I genuinely just really love the Philippine culture as well.
Why is that, Isaiah?
I love the music. I love the music culture in the Philippines. I know how much doing family karaoke is such a big part of Filipino culture, and they just love music. Like, every time I watch a performance of an artist performing in the Philippines, the crowd is always just absolutely on top of the world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They seem really dedicated, and my fans in the Philippines have been definitely dedicated to me too, so I really just have love for the Philippines.
Yeah. And do you have any Filipino friends here in Australia?
Yes, I do. I know quite a few Filipino people in Melbourne. Actually, my first girlfriend was actually Filipino. So.
Oh, wow. That's why you are very knowledgeable.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
So, have you tasted the Filipino adobo?
I don't think I have. Is that like a cuisine? No, I haven't. I've been to my one of my friends' dinner parties, and the food was amazing, but yeah, I haven't tried any. Maybe if I get over to the Philippines one day, I can go on a tasting trip. That would be so cool.
Yeah. Isaiah, before we go further with your music, you are based in Melbourne, so currently you're in lockdown?
Yes. Oh, don't remind me. Please don't remind me.
Please tell us, how is the lockdown treating you?
It's very different, you know, like, obviously it's very different and strange for, like, a lot of people. But I'm really kind of grateful for this time because, you know, I've used it to kind of just stop and take a breather, you know what I mean, and just reflect on the last few years and ask myself a lot of questions about what I want to do moving forward and who I want to be as an artist and as a singer. So it's been really great for me, actually, but yes, I'm one of the Melbourne prisoners right now.
So are you sure you have your face mask when you go out?
Oh my gosh, yes, that new rule, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. For the past 4 years, it has been very busy for you, isn't it?
Yes, certainly. That's why, like, I was just explaining just then, like, about how I've actually been so grateful for the time to actually kind of be, like, doing nothing.
Yeah.
Kind of like not traveling, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, just, it's been really, really what I needed to just have a rest, basically.
Yeah.
And to gather myself together again, because, yeah, the last 4 years have just been absolutely full on and amazing, of course, but just, like, exhausting. And I just think emotionally and mentally I just needed that kind of break. And, yeah, I feel really amazing at the moment, so I'm very happy. And with the release of my new song,
yeah,
it feels like everything's going really well. So
before we talk about your new song, can you share with us your experience during the Eurovision Song Contest? Because, as you know, due to the pandemic, the Eurovision Song Contest last May was postponed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my gosh. When I heard that news, I was like, wow, this is actually pretty real.
Yeah.
That experience for me was, like, it was, again, life-changing. Like, you know, when I did X Factor, like, I thought that was big enough. But then I got the opportunity to do Eurovision, and I was like, oh, what the heck is going on? So, like, my life was seriously, like, starting to go into, like, this massive whirlwind. But being over there, I don't know, there's so much to explain. Like, it's just so full on. There's just so many people working on it, you know, like, security and, like, police escorts from the hotel to the arena, and, like, oh, just so much.
Yeah.
Full on. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
That I did that at 17.
Wow. as you mentioned earlier, the lockdown has given you so much. You've also learned more about yourself, which I think the title of your song, Know Me Better, comes from that idea itself.
Yes, that's right. You're the first interviewer to actually like pick up on that before I say it. So that's really good. No, yeah, of course the song Know Me Better is obviously about a relationship with trust issues and insecurities. But for me, just on a more personal level, yeah, like it definitely 100% is about me feeling like I know myself better more than I ever have. And it's a real confidence boost moving forward. And yeah, I'm really, like I said, I'm so grateful for the time I've had to spend and reflect, because now with the release of this song, like, it feels like it's going in the right direction. So I'm just really happy about it.
It was released on the 24th of July, last Friday.
Yes. Released on all the platforms, on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and yeah. The feedback so far has been really great. So.
Yes.
So awesome. Nah, nah. You should know me better than this. Think about it. Oh, some things are better left unsaid. You should know me better than this. Think about it. Oh, some things can never be unsaid. You should know me better.
During the lockdown, or after the first lockdown and restrictions, what have you learned about yourself?
It's more been about my, like, the last few years, and about how intense they've actually been for me. And I guess being on the whirlwind and the crazy ride, like, I never really took the time. I didn't have the time to, like, soak it all in, you know, and take it all in, all the things that I've actually done. So one thing I learned about myself, my potential, and I learned, like, my true purpose, and I learned that I need to be super focused, and I learned that music will always be, you know, my number one thing, and I learned that I could never take it for granted, because I can say that in the last two years, like, there are times where I was taking what I had for granted a little bit, and you know, maybe not being so responsible with you know, the career I have and the voice that I have, basically. So I learned a lot about, you know, maturity as well, which has been, like, one of the main things. Yeah,
you have mentioned about your potential. I think you've got a potential to learn more about the Filipino language. Because I have seen you during in one of your videos while promoting your new single, Know Me Better, you spoke in Tagalog language.
Yes, I did. Did I do well, though?
Like, yes, with much practice, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you do it now?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even... Oh, what did I say? I said... Oh, I had it written down, and it was, like, right near the camera, so, like, you couldn't really see that I was reading it. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I really want to get it up, because I really want to have a go.
Oh, okay, sure. Good.
It's like, ako po si Isaiah.
Hi, ako po si Isaiah, at ang aking bagong kanta na Know Me Better ay darating sa ika 24 ng Hulyo. Sana magusto han ninyo. Salamat po.
Oh my gosh. It's really funny to me when I learn different languages, because, like, I'm quite linguistic. Like, I find it's not too hard to learn languages for me, but...
How many weeks or days did you learn those words?
Oh my god, I learned them, like, 10 minutes before I did that video.
Wow, you're definitely good.
One of my friend's mum, Filipino mum, shout out to Miriam Dawson. We reached out to her, and we were like, oh my gosh, we want to learn Tagalog because we want to do a video for social media. And she was like, oh, of course. And then she sent a voice message of her saying the words and pronouncing it.
Yeah.
And then basically I did it. And yeah, it wasn't too hard to learn. Like, it was kind of like on the easier side compared to like Swedish, for example.
Yeah. So do you aim to learn more about, or to learn more Filipino words?
In the future, I mean...
In the future?
Of course, yeah. I would love to know more about the Philippines, And I know that a lot of my fans have been asking as well, like, oh, what, you should do a show in the Philippines. So, like, it's definitely on the cards for the future.
Oh, wow.
When we can travel, that I want to visit the Philippines and say hello to my fans and supporters there. And maybe then someone can take me on a tour or something and show me, like, cuisine and show me around the Philippines. Like, that would be amazing. But, yeah, in the future, like, yeah, just shout out to all my fans and supporters in the Philippines. Like, I love you guys. And, yeah, I'll be there soon.
For sure, they will be waiting for that time.
Yes, I hope so.
Yes. And you mentioned earlier that you've been listening to some Filipino artists and singers. Do you think you'll be able to do a song or any collaboration with Filipino artists here, even in Australia, with Marlisa, say?
Oh, I'm a fan of Marlisa, yes. And I'm a fan of a singer called, Morissette?
Morissette, yeah.
I love her voice. Like, I follow her on Instagram, and her voice is just amazing. I've watched her YouTube videos. She is someone that I would, like, so love to do a performance with.
So for sure, if you go to the Philippines and they will hear this, and for sure, through your social media, you'll be able to do a shout out to her.
Yeah, for sure. I can imagine the Filipino fans to really be like, yes, yes, good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So lastly, I say, invite our listeners to listen and grab a copy of your single.
Yes, everyone out there, thank you so much for all the support. I have a huge love for the Philippines and all my supporters in the Philippines. And I've got a brand new song out. It's called Know Me Better. You can check it out on all platforms. Google search it, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music. And yeah, I really hope everyone loves the song as much as I do. It's a really special song to me. So, yeah.
It's just a test. If you really listen to Morissette, do you know any of her song?
Oh my gosh, I don't know any of her songs. I just always watch her covers of her singing, like, Ariana Grande or Mariah Carey, or she's singing like Celine Dion or something like that. Yeah. She's quite amazing, isn't she?
Yes, she is. And so are you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Isaiah Firebrace, and all the best to you and for your song, Know Me Better.
And Ellen, thank you so much for having me on the show. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.